According to town manager of Williamstown, Peter Follin, the owners of the Spruces Mobile Home Park, Morgan Management, have dropped a motion of injunctive relief against the town. Follin says that he requested Williamstown Town Council Patricia Cantor to speak with Morgan Management in July. He said that the Attorney General's office was aware of the problem and the request for the property owners to withdraw the case. Follin explains.
The town and the residents of the Spruces have expended every effort since Irene on August 28th to secure the houses that can be re-inhabited and to remove the houses that are beyond repair. So there's virtually nothing meaningful in the request for injunction that Morgan Management requested that hasn't either already been done or is in the process of being done.
Last year, hundreds of homes were damaged or destroyed by flooding caused by Tropical Storm Irene, displacing many poor and elderly residents. Since the storm, only 66 of the original 278 homes remain in habitable condition. Follin says that now that Morgan Management has dropped the case, both Williamstown and the company can provide more resources towards helping Spruce's residents.
Sole goal is safe, sanitary, and secure housing out of harm's way and without worry for the residents who are there. And by dropping this court action, both Morgan Management and the town are able to devote all of our resources to helping the Spruce's residents instead of spending that time and money in court.
Since the disaster last year, park residents have received FEMA funding to help dismantle their damaged homes. Many of the residents of the Spruces are elderly and could not afford to tear down the structures themselves. Looting and other crimes have occurred in the park, and trash is still abundant. Bilal Ansari, Muslim chaplain and associate coordinator of community engagement at Williams College, is one of the many who are pitching in the ongoing effort to help clean up the park. As part of the school's Where Am I program for incoming freshmen, Ansari says efforts will be made at the end of this month to help remove debris.
We have 90 freshmen who are that we're looking to use to help make this park, you know, like a beautiful, you know, place for those who are still there. And until the legal loopholes are all worked out between Morgan Management, the town, and also the state, we're just looking to give a hand.
Also, the nonprofit Higher Ground, which was formed with the task in mind of assisting Spruce's residents find affordable housing after the disaster, is holding a one-year disaster remembrance event on August 25th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.